longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Amen. Good. Well, I'm excited tonight for our speaker. I remember several years ago when Travis came forward, and I don't remember, Stacy may have come with you, but I don't remember that. And they said, you know, we feel God is calling us to serve him somewhere. And that's been probably a couple years ago, hasn't it? And they just kind of, you know, what are we going to do? Well, I don't know, you know. But you know the neat thing about it? They serve the Lord faithfully here until they found out exactly what God wanted them to do. You know, that's the answer. If God is calling you to do something, you don't just sit here and wait till it happens. You serve the Lord while you're here, and you're active, and you're doing it. And that's exactly what they've done. And in time, God has showed them exactly what he wants them to do. And I have nothing but respect for you folks. I really do. You're pulling up roots and selling lots of stuff and moving and following the Lord's will. And we're so excited for you. And pastors asked Travis to come and preach tonight. And so, Travis, you come on and preach the word of God.
Good evening, folks. Even though we're getting ready to leave to go to Hawaii here next month, Buffalo Ridge will always hold a special place in our hearts. I grew up in this church many years ago, and folks here, Pastor Lashley, Brother Jody, many other folks here at this church have had such an influence on my life and have influenced me in a good way. I've seen biblical Christianity here lived out. And I just want to thank you folks for all your prayers, all your encouragement. Just obeying God. By just obeying God, you have had an impact on my life. And I'm going to preach tonight out of 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verses 3 and 4. I want y'all to know I'm very humbled to stand behind this pulpit at Buffalo Ridge. There's been great, great men of God that have preached up here down through the years, and I'm not really worthy to be up here, but I'm going to try to just lift up the Lord Jesus tonight. Last week when Pastor Jody asked me to preach, I started asking the Lord, what do you want me to preach? What do you want me to preach? And each week, the Cub Cadets program, a great program that Pastor Jody has wrote, the kids in the Cadets for Christ program, they quote verses 3 and 4 out of the Bible each week. And, you know, with me going to try to reach the military with the gospel, God just really started working in my heart through these verses about preaching through these verses and trying to really share what he laid on my heart. So it was a blessing. These kids over here are a real blessing to me each week to have the privilege to work with them. As you know, I grew up in this church, and my parents got divorced, and we didn't come back to church for many years. During that time, I enlisted into the United States Marine Corps, and I learned real quick that serving in the military is not a full-time job, but it's a different lifestyle than what most Americans experience each day. It's not a lifestyle I'd recommend for most people, especially young Christians, because there's a lot of bad influences prevalent in the military. It is definitely a life of sacrifice, hard work, and extreme discipline. If you could describe it in one word, it would be hardship. But God took my time in the military and used it for good in my life. I remember I woke up one morning, I was in this shelter. They give you two shelter halves, and you have a buddy in the Marine Corps, and you set it up in the field, and it was raining outside, and it was cold. And I knew that As soon as I got out of the sleeping bag that day, it was still dark outside, that I was going to be wet and I was going to be cold for the rest of the day. And remember it like it was only yesterday. And I knew at that point that I was getting out of the Marine Corps and I was going to college to get a degree. So I went to college and I got my engineering degree. And God is going to use both that and my time in the military. He's used it all. I've given it to Him. And He has put the burden in my life, the call in my life, to go and try to reach these folks with the gospel. You know, God just wants to use whatever you have in your life. He just wants you to give it to Him. That easy. You know, sometimes we, and I'm not proud of everything from my past, but God can take that and use it for good. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God. One thing about military life that I had forgotten, it can be very messy. I got up yesterday, or I should say, I called Monday, and I'm going to work for the Army Corps of Engineers. And they said I needed to come to Fort Jackson. It's located in Columbia, South Carolina, to get my orders to be moved. They're moving us from Gray to Oahu. And I said, are you sure that I need to come all the way down there? They said, absolutely, you've got to come here. So I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I drove down there yesterday. And hadn't planned on it, but I got there, and I walked in, and I started talking with the lady, and she said, you know, you really didn't need to drive all the way down here from Tennessee. So welcome back to military life. That's the way it is. It's a little messy at times. It's a little chaotic at times. But you know, they serve a great purpose in protecting our country. God uses the military to keep us free. And gives us, God has blessed this country through the United States military to allow us to have the freedom to meet in church and to go to school and all these many, many blessings that God has blessed us with through the military. Well, you know, the Christian life can also be very messy at times. It's the highest calling that any of us can have. Not everyone is called to enlist or serve our country in the military, but we're all called, if we're saved, to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, soldiers of the cross. And so I want to take just a few minutes and examine the lifestyle of a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We're going to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. It says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. I'm going to say a word of prayer and we're going to go. Lord, I pray you bless this time. Pray you'd use me. I can't preach, Lord, but you can preach through me. May you help us tonight, Lord. May you help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Number one, a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I've tried to pattern this kind of after Pastor Jody. And y'all might ask me, hey, you trying to be like Pastor Jody? Yeah, I am. I'm trying to be like Pastor Lashley. I'm trying to be like these great men of God. They have lived the Christian life and been a great example to me. A good soldier of Jesus Christ accepts the mission to glorify God. Jesus said in Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, y'all know these verses pretty well, I'd say, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You know, each time we get up each day out of bed, we ought to seek to glorify God wherever we go. If we're going out to build a house, we ought to try to glorify God in building that house. If we go out and engineer or a plumber or a mechanic, or whatever we do, we ought to be glorifying God in how we live our life each day. People ought to be able to see Jesus Christ in each one of us. But you know, I think probably the greatest way that God is glorified, and this is just my opinion, but I think when we share the gospel with somebody and a life is changed. Very, very hard to do, but God has called us to reach the world with the gospel. And not everybody is called overseas. I was thinking the last few days about how Brother Jody is always preaching about reaching our friend. And that's our friends, relatives, associates, and neighbors. And if you stop and think about it for just a minute, if we reach our friend, we will reach the world with the gospel. And you say, what do you mean? Well, if I reach my friend, and they reach their friend, and they reach their friend, and this continues, you will basically reach the whole world with the gospel. The simplest way to win the world is just to reach the neighbor across the street. And then reach the next family, and the next family, and then multiply. To be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, we need to accept the mission to glorify God. Give people the gospel. We hear it every week from the pulpit. Hand out gospel tracts. Invite people to church. Some of the simplest ways to reach people with the gospel. Number two, a good soldier of Jesus Christ agrees to live through sacrifice and hardship. In Luke 14:33, it says, "So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." A good soldier of Jesus Christ is willing to give everything that he has of this world's goods. His relationships, his time, his talents, and all that he has to glorify God. There's nobody else except the Lord Jesus Christ that deserves everything that we have. King David said in 2 Samuel 24:24, "Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing." If we really want to make a difference in this world, it's going to cost us something. It's going to cost us some time. It's going to cost us some money. I remember many years ago, I grew up in this church. My grandfather lived in Kingsport, Tennessee, and he was lost, and he had dementia, and he had Parkinson's disease. But the men of this church and the families of this church got burdened for him. And they began to pray for him in men's prayer meeting. And during that time, many folks would go visit, most of the church would go visit every Thursday night. And they would visit him, but he oftentimes was in a lot of pain, and he would politely say, "You know, I just don't feel like talking right now." And so they continued to pray, and they continued to seek after, and they spent a lot of time, they spent a lot of money, they spent a lot of effort in going and just keep going and just keep going and keep going. But one day, a couple of the men kind of called one another, a couple of the deacons, and this was a Tuesday night, and they went by to go visit him. And when they got to his house, he was sitting on the front porch. And as they walked up the sidewalk, he simply said, "I was wondering who was going to come." And that day he got saved. God had been working in his heart, and he used those two men to go over there and lead him to Christ. It took sacrifice. It's going to take sacrifice for us to reach others with the gospel. But you know what? The cost was great, but the payoff is eternal. A good soldier of Jesus Christ accepts the mission to glorify God. He agrees to live through sacrifice and hardship. Number three, he avoids entanglements of the world. I think all of us that are paying attention are all concerned about what's going on in our world today, especially America. America's not what it was when I was a young boy growing up. It's not the same place. You know, it seems like Satan is attacking on all sides and seems to be gaining ground each day. You know, we have to ask ourselves the question, why? Why is this happening to our country? And I have to say, there's nothing wrong with my God. The Bible says in 1 John 1:5, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. I think many churches and many Christians today have become entangled with the affairs of this life. There are many soldiers, but we're not all good soldiers. We've gotten entangled with making money. We've gotten entangled with settling for good instead of the best. Pastor Jody often says, take the high road. Taking the high road, settling for good, but going after the best. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Back when I was serving in the Marine Corps, they used to put this stuff up. It was called Constantine wire or razor wire, and it was looped around like this. You probably see it. And it sits about this high off the ground. And the Constantine wire had these razors on it. And you never wanted to get up there close enough to touch the razors because you worried about it cutting you. But the thing that's so funny about Constantine wire is sometimes you're in the dark and you get hung on it, you can't get free. You get entangled with this wire, and the harder you struggle to pull away, sometimes the more you can get caught up in it. And it's made to hold you there and entangle you, just like this verse. The devil has entangled many people with things in this life. He's entangled them with, hey, you know, I need to make more money. I need a bigger house. I need a bigger car. No, you need to glorify God. We as Christians need to examine our lives and probably get rid of a few things in our lives. I know I do. As I prepare to go to Hawaii, I'm finding many things in my life that are distractions, and I need to make sure I don't get entangled with those because they are going to keep me from serving God the way I ought to be serving God. If we want to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, we need to avoid the entanglements of this world. We need to constantly be examining our lives and pulling out the weeds, if you understand what I'm saying. There are things that are going to creep up in our life, and we all struggle with it. And we need to be doing our housekeeping, making sure we're keeping our lives good and clean and our weapons serviceable, so to speak, and ready to stay on the firing line for God. The last point is, a good soldier of Jesus Christ acknowledges Jesus as King now. You know, one of the best things about serving the Lord is, you know, we're in a battle for souls, but Jesus Christ has already won the victory. I'm on the winning side. You know, I go out and I serve the Lord, and sometimes this world looks real dark. It's a real dark place. I want to go out and poke some holes in the darkness. But I'm on the winning side. I'm going to spend eternity with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Not because of anything I've done, but because of what He did for me. He left heaven's home, came down, and gave everything He had. He had much more to give than I'll ever have. And He gave it all for me, and He gave it for you. And He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. He's defeated death, the devil, and hell. I say praise His name. Even though we're battling for souls in a harvest now, we won. But you know, one day every one of us are going to stand before Him and give an account for our lives. And He was going to judge us. He's going to judge us, and He's going to ask, you know, I've given you my Holy Spirit, everything you need as a soldier. I've given you everything. I've given you my word. I'm giving you the Holy Spirit. Why didn't you serve? He's going to ask you. We've not done what we're supposed to do. If we've not done our duty, let us resolve to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ that we may please Him and hear the glorious words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I'm going to ask Brother Gary to come and close us out. Maybe tonight you're not even a good, maybe you're not even a soldier at all of Jesus Christ. Have you ever repented of your sins and trusted Him? Or maybe you've gotten into some entanglements of the world and you need to pull some weeds out and get up and start serving the Lord again, running full speed. I'd encourage you to make a decision tonight for the Lord.
Wonderful. Travis, I believe the Lord's going to use you over there with those military guys. That's wonderful. Great, great truths. I just wonder tonight, are you a soldier, number one? And this is a Wednesday night, I know that, and probably the majority, if not all of us, are believers. You say, wait a minute, a believer and a soldier? Yeah, they're one and the same. I wonder if we become entangled. It's easy to get entangled, isn't it? In fact, all you have to do is live. It takes real effort not to be entangled. I just wonder tonight if God has spoken to your heart. And maybe He said, you know, that needs to go. Maybe He's speaking to your heart and saying, you need to be willing to go. I can imagine over the months and years you guys have been going through this that there have been many times that you thought, man, we've got a house, we've got a career, we've got these girls, we've got our church, we've got our community. But God's called you to leave that. And you said yes. And you said yes. And by the way, God's going to give you a whole lot more in this world and for all eternity. And I just want to encourage all of us tonight. Are we good soldiers? And I love the way that passage ends. The job of the soldier is there's one job, isn't it? Now, I know today we would say Rush says what? Kill things, kill people and break things, you know. But the job of the soldier is to please the commander. Are you doing that? Is your warfare pleasing to God? Great thoughts tonight. Let's bow our heads for just a moment. I wonder, first of all, if there might be somebody here who say, Gary, I'm not even a Christian. I'm not sure of heaven. If that's true, we'd love to take a Bible and help you with that. Anybody like that? Just slip up your hand, put it right back down. I wonder if God, if you say, man, I am a soldier. I know I'm a believer. But boy, I've allowed some things to entangle me. I need to surrender some things. God has spoken to me specifically about some areas in my life that I just need to let go of and let God have it. Anyone like that tonight? God has spoken to your heart. Just slip up your hand. I see that hand. Good. That hand. All right. Several. Good. God has spoken to me specifically about some things in my life that I've gotten entangled in. All right. See that hand over there? One of our cadets. Good. Put your hand down. Anybody else? Let's do this for our invitation tonight. We're going to have you play 489, I Surrender All. And if you raised your hand tonight, I would encourage you to come to the altar and spend some time with the Lord. Kind of confirm in your heart, in your mind, what God has told you. By the way, if you won't step out here and surrender, you get out in the world, you're not going to surrender, that's for sure. So I just want to encourage you, if God has spoken to your heart tonight, in a moment when we stand, you come and spend some time with the Lord, and whatever He's talked to you about, you take care of it, and then we'll move on with the service, all right? Lord, we do thank You for this good message, for the good challenge to our hearts. Thank You for those who've raised their hand tonight. You've spoken to some people. Now I pray as we have this invitation time that they would confirm in their hearts and their minds what you've said. If they need to come, you draw them forward. Help them to really get with you and get these things resolved, we pray. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. Let's stand together. She's playing. All to Jesus I surrender. God has spoken to you. You need to come. Come on. Appreciate these three teenagers have come. How about some of us adults? Has God spoken to your heart? Gotten kind of entangled? Maybe some of our cadets. Maybe you guys need to come if God has spoken to your heart. Stacy, why don't you come with her and pray with her? That'd be good. Let's have some of our lady workers help these two girls here, if you would. A couple of our, Tammy, if you want to come, pray with your daughter, that'd be great. You may be seated. All right. Well, we appreciate having the cadets here tonight.